EXSHAW, after an inquiry was made at the last council meeting, McIlhaney Consulting Services returned to Bighorn Council for an update on the design for the East X Shaw Lane grading project. Darren Langhorst, a project manager with McIlhaney, said the goal of the grading project was to provide an interim solution at a low capital cost to the municipality. He noted, in response to Cown. Joss Elford's question on whether it would have been better to pave rather than use gravel surface, they didn't look at paving to keep costs down. Elford expressed potential concern with erosion, which Langhorst said gravel in some areas is better. There could be some routine maintenance after a big event if you have a lot of people pumping, he said. It is going to move some fine particles, it is not going to move rocks, the pebbles of gravel. He added, comparing that maintenance activity to the higher level of maintenance that is required for pavement in the winter, is something that could be considered. Paving, it would be more of a long-term goal, Langhorst said. I don't think there is a big amount of value in paving right off the hop. The project will complement other on-site improvements proposed for the X Shaw Mountain Gateway area to provide integrated stormwater management solutions. This project was identified following the 2020 high groundwater event. It is expected it will improve stormwater management within the area, and provide a location for the pumping of basements. It will not provide protection from the Bow River or high groundwater elevations. In the 2023 capital budget, $210,000 was approved to construct the project. Cown. Jen Smith asked about what the MD can do in the future for the houses that have flooding issues each year. We can do our planning so that new development is above certain guidelines, but what do we do about perpetual flooding, Smith said. Reeve Lisa Rosvold said she hoped the solutions from the Matrix groundwater study would give some of the guidance the MD was looking for. It is important to figure out how we do move forward so that every step we make is part of a solution, Rosvold said. Langhorst said there was one piece of overlap with the long-term vision. We are making it easier for people to pump out of their properties and get into a lane to use it until it can reach Heart Mountain Drive, with less potential that it will get short-circuited in some neighbor's lot, he said. The grading right now is irregular with high points, lumps and bumps along the way that diverts water where it is not wanted. We are providing a low-cost step in the right direction that will be better for everyone. Rosvold asked when the project will get started, and how will ratepayers be informed in the area. Bill Luca, director of operations, said some landowners would have to move sheds, and they will be notified. The goal is to have this constructed in early May, or have the drainage roughed in, Luca said. We would have the consultant working with the residents and with the proposed development site as well.